This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Oh, to be English after Wimbledon this year, huh? Andy Murray breaks a 77-year string of defeats for British men at the championship, and that's not all. Sport leads what you might fairly call a mini-series of positive developments in the UK, including some slightly better economic news. Could it be that the Brits are finally able to count their blessings? Our man in London, of course, reports.
Murray serves. Here it is. Here it is. Forehand from Murray. Backhand from Djokovic.
As Murray clinched victory, the BBC commentary said it all.
It seems ludicrous to say it!
Not it's incredible or it's amazing that a Brit has won the men's final at last. The commentator said it seems ludicrous. Fund manager Justin Urquhart-Stewart knows the feeling.
This isn't Britain. We're not used to this. We expect bad news. In fact, we possibly thrive on bad news.
Such is the British tendency to wallow in bad news that back in the 70s, this rock group felt the need to enumerate the reasons to be happy.
Reasons to be cheerful, part three.
One, two, three.
And the list of reasons for the Brits to be cheerful today is getting longer. Not only have they won Wimbledon at last, but are Brits in the lead in the Tour de France. The weather's lovely and the royal baby is due within weeks. Florist Sarah Critchley is positively blooming.
Oh, well, I think it's been a fantastic British summer for sport and lots of other things. And when the royal baby arrives, we'll be wanting to celebrate, definitely.
And the economic gloom is just beginning to lift. Construction worker Pete Arnold is feeling more constructive.
It's all getting better now. It's gradually on the rise. We're getting there. Not out of trouble. We're getting there.
The good news seems to be helping, but Urquhart-Stewart says the Brits are never as optimistic as Americans.
You will assume in America that the glass is not half empty. You will assume it's half full. In London, of course, we assume it's not half empty. We assume the glass is actually cracked.
Make no mistake, he says, after all the good tidings, some bad news can't be far behind. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.